ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ್ನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ್ನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ್ನ ಚಾರಿ ತೀರವನ್ನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧೆ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thakur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajagacharya Ishtotra Satasi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Nanta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada Nuga Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nitai Gaura Premanande All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamakhyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Ho Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Chayamudirayet Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatir Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Continuing our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the amazing and wonderful pastime of Narsimhadeva and his dear devotee Prahlad. So today we are going to read the chapter briefly when Lord Narsimha actually appears. Yesterday we sort of covered what Prahlad heard in the womb of his mother. And today the chapter is entitled The Lord Slays the King of the Demons. Hari Bol! You're not happy about it? The Lord slays the king of the demons. So it's an exciting grand finale to all that we've been reading till now, because Hiranyakashipu will be squashed and finished. And I'm sure you want to hear how it is being done, because devotees will relish when demons are killed. Yes or no?
Yes.
Prahlad Maharaj is saying, saintly persons take pleasure in watching scorpions and snakes getting killed. Even saintly persons. Why? Because they are very envious creatures. Similarly, devotees are very happy to see when a person who is so much against the ruling of the Lord, the devotees of the Lord, the instructions and teachings of the Lord, is smashed and crushed by the Lord. That time the devotees become very happy. Nitai Gaura Premanande! Because it is victory. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Krishna is saying, dharma is established. On the other side, pure devotion is extolled, protected, and made very famous. And the devotee becomes very well known. Due to all these reasons, devotees like when demons are defeated. But even if they are not defeated, they continue serving the Lord. That doesn't matter. So this is exciting for us to hear. So as I read, please enjoy. So what did we hear yesterday? That Prahlad Maharaj, he gave amazing instructions to his schoolmates. And then they asked him, how come you know all these things? Because we don't see anybody here who could have taught you all these things. All around us are asuras. All around us are the great establishment of Hiranyakashipu, your dear father. And you're speaking exactly opposite of what he's saying. Where did you learn this from? Where did you learn this anti-Hiranyakashipu cult from? So they were very curious. So he explained the history of how he learnt it in the womb of his mother. When his mother was pregnant, how Narada Muni instructed and he heard that information. That also we discussed. So then, after that is over, these amazing devotees, means Prahlad Maharaj's associates in the school, they became very convinced after Prahlad Maharaj discussed and established and explained all these things. So they said, Atadaitya sutaha sarve shutva tat anuvarnitam jagruhur niravadyayitvan naiva guru anukshitam. Narada Muni continued, all the sons of the demons appreciated the transcendental instructions of Prahlad Maharaj and took them very seriously. They rejected the materialistic instructions given by their teachers, Shanda and Amarka. Finished. He converted the whole school. Now they were all convinced to follow him. This is the meaning of a pure preacher. Prahlad, he instructed all of them. And that is it. He converted the whole school into a Krishna conscious school. Now it became Gurukula. Previously it was Asurakula. Now it became real Gurukula. And he was the Guru. And he was able to speak to them and he changed the whole school. But do you think other people will like it? You think other people will like it? They won't like it. When Shanda and Amarka, the sons of Shukracharya, observed that all the students, the sons of the demons, were becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness because of the association of Prahlad Maharaj, they were afraid. They approached the king of the demons and described the situation as it was. Sure, namukku vendam pa problem. Already we have a difficulty. So they went and told, it's impossible to do something to this person. We have done everything to him, taught everything to him. The more we teach him, the more he is learning something else. In inverse proportion to what we are teaching him, he is hearing and learning something else. So we cannot do anything about it. So better go and complain to Hiranyakashipu, otherwise he will mistake us. So they did the final act of telling Hiranyakashipu, impossible. We have no control over this. This person has not only defied me, defied us, Now he has preached to all the students in the school. They've all become like him. One Prahalad, okay, look at all of them together. How will we manage? They said, finished. Let's go and talk to the father of this person. What have we got to do with it? We are simply servants. We are paid workmen. We get some money. We preach what he has told us to preach, although it is atheistic philosophy. We are Brahmanas. We simply teach for money. They were that type of Brahmanas. Money Brahmanas. So they are willing to take money and teach atheistic philosophy. They said, better preserve our job and our life. Better go and speak off to him. In this way, they went and spoke to Hiranyakashipu. And that was the climax. Hiranyakashipu finally heard, it is impossible to do anything to your son. This person, he has converted the whole school. All the demons' children are also with him now. In fact, there is no next generation to take over. Hiranyakashipu doesn't have a descendant who will take over. And he has made sure that none of the other demon sons also will take over. Finish, next generation, khatam. What to do now? So this is a serious issue. And they brought it to Hiranyakashipu. Because school is meant for training people to take over. And that education was meant for taking over. That is why Hiranyakashipu was so affectionate to Prahlad. My dear son, you are the next king. You are going to be the next big demon. And he said, no father, I am not. Because this is my conclusion. Vanam gato tadharima shayata. Go and take shelter of Hari in Vrindavana. That is when he got disappointed. Again he got disappointed. Again he brought. Now he did all sorts of things to kill him and finish him. That also did not happen. And finally now he hears everybody has become devotee. What is happening to my control? Am I not Hiranyakashipu, the great controller of the three worlds? This puny boy, he started his own patashala inside my palace, inside my, you know, Asurakula, and he has converted it. So this is a great issue. He thought it is nothing, it's just my son, you know. You know, people assume these things. He's my son, it's okay. But normally, you can enter only through the people whom you have most faith in. Or rather, Maya can enter through that only. So here Krishna is entering through his wonderful pure devotee whom he has implanted inside the whole Asura kingdom. He is going to be the savior of everybody. So this matter is brought to Hiranyakashipu. When Hiranyakashipu understood the entire situation, he was extremely angry. So much so that his body trembled. Thus he finally decided to kill his son Prahlad. As though he had not decided earlier. He had already decided earlier. He now wanted to physically, personally do it. Earlier he had outsourced it. Kill him. Take him and kill him. I don't want to kill him. Kill him. Nobody could kill him. So now he decided what? I will personally kill him. Hiranyakashipu was by nature very cruel. And feeling insulted, he began hissing like a snake trampled upon by someone's foot. His son Prahlad was peaceful, mild and gentle. His senses were under control and he stood before Hiranyakashipu with folded hands. According to Prahlad's age and behavior, he was not to be chastised. Yet with staring, crooked eyes, Hiranyakashipu rebuked him with the following harsh words. Amazing thing is, Prahlad is still very cool. He is standing with folded hands. My dear Papa, I did not die. And I preached to all the students. I made them all devotees. I want to make you also devotee. This is the way he stood in front of the father. Very peaceful, very happy, completely reliant on Krishna. Totally surrendered to Krishna. And this great powerful demon, his father, he stood in front of him very nicely. But his father could not take it. So the best way to irritate a person who is atheistic is to very coolly continue to worship Krishna. It was so irritating to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu said, O most impudent, most unintelligent disruptor of the family, Sri Hiranyakashipu Ruvacha, He Durvinita Mandatman Kulabheda Karadhama Stabdham Machasano Vritam Neshye Twadya Yamakshayam Hiranyakashipu said, "Oh, most impudent, most unintelligent disruptor of the family, oh, lowest of mankind, you have violated my power to rule you, and therefore you are an obstinate fool. Today I shall send you to the place of Yamaraja." Everything he said is going to happen to him actually. And he is what that is. But this is the irony of it. You obstinate fool, you unintelligent person. Actually everything is him. It will be proven. And Prahlad is simply standing there because he knows all that is not me, it is you. Right? He is scolding Prahlad. Krudhasya yasya kampante trayo lokaha saheshwaraha tasya me abhiddavan mudha sashanam kim balo atyagaha kim bala. Who is giving you that bala? My son Prahlad, you rascal. That's very nice. My son Prahlad, you rascal. You know that when I am angry, all the planets of the three worlds tremble, along with their chief rulers, by whose power has a rascal like you become so impudent that you appear fearless and overstep my power to rule you. He's always bothered about ruling. My power, my ruling you. He's keeping on telling that. Then Prahlad spoke. His father is, one dialogue he's asking, "I want to know where you're getting your strength from. I tried to kill you. I tried all methods, you don't die. And then you preach to everybody and make them devotees. Where are you getting this power from under my kingdom, under my rule? Who is giving it to you? I am the one who gives everybody strength. I am the one who rules. I am the master. Everybody worships me. I am God. Where are you getting strength from?" See, it's a genuine question because he is not God conscious. So he wants to know, where are you getting your energy from? Shri Prahlada vacha na kevalam me bhavatascha rajan savai balam balinam cha paresham pare avare amistira jangamaye brahmatayo yena vasham pranitaha. Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear king," now he has changed, earlier he said, "My dear father," now he said, "My dear king, the source of my strength of which you are asking is also the source of yours." This is even more irritating. "Indeed, the original source of all kinds of strength is one. He is not only your strength or mine, but the only strength for everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength, whether moving or not moving, superior or inferior. Everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." This is a hint. Brahma gave you the boon, no? That strength also came from Vishnu only. That boon also came actually from Vishnu, so that you can destroy yourself. All strength is originally coming from that same Supreme Lord. Saishvaraha kala urukramosav ojaha saha sattva balendriyatma sa eva vishvam paramahasva shaktibihi srajatyavati atiguna trayeshah. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the supreme controller and time factor, is the power of the senses, the power of the mind, the power of the body and the vital force of the senses. His influence is unlimited. He is the best of all living entities, the controller of the three modes of material nature. By his own power, he creates this cosmic manifestation, maintains it and annihilates it also. Prahlad Maharaj continued, "My dear father," now from king he changed to father again, "My dear father, please give up your demoniac mentality. Do not discriminate in your heart between enemies and friends. Make your mind equipoised towards everyone. Except for the uncontrolled and misguided mind, there is no enemy within this world. When one sees everyone on the platform of equality, one then comes to the position of worshipping the Lord perfectly. In the former times, there were many fools like you who did not conquer the six enemies that steal away the wealth of the body. These fools were very proud, thinking, 'I have conquered all enemies in all the 10 directions.' But if a person is victorious over the six enemies and is equipoised towards all living entities, for him there are no enemies.
Enemies are merely imagined by one in ignorance.
Beautiful.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada, in this material world, everyone thinks that he has conquered his enemies, not understanding that his enemies are his uncontrolled mind and five senses. Manaha shashtanindriyani prakritisthani karishati. In this material world, everyone has become a servant of the senses. Originally, everyone is a servant of Krishna, but in ignorance, one forgets this. And thus, one is engaged in the service of Maya through lusty desires, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. Everyone is actually dependent on the reactions of material laws, but still one thinks himself independent and thinks that he has conquered all directions. In conclusion, one who thinks that he has many enemies is an ignorant man, whereas one who is in Krishna consciousness knows that there are no enemies but those within oneself, the controlled mind, uncontrolled mind and senses. Brilliant. So, Prahlad Maharaj is giving very wonderful advice to his father. He likes his father. You are my father. I want you to know the truth. Do not think anybody is your enemy. Vishnu is not your enemy. I am not your enemy. The demigods are not your enemies. Nobody is your enemy. Why are you living like this? Because if you think somebody is your enemy, you are in great misery, great tension, great problems and stress. Why don't you be relaxed like me? Although you're threatening to kill me all the time, I'm not at all afraid because I don't think you're my enemy. Even though you tried to kill me, I don't think you're my enemy. You are simply helplessly acting under your mind, under the modes of material nature. You're a fool. So I don't take anything against you. This is Prahlad Maharaj's inside attitude. Anyway, you're a fool. So you do all these things like killing your own son and all that. So what can I tell you? He was very wise, very advanced, very matured because of the fact that he was a devotee. So it's a very important point he's saying that nobody is your enemy. You only think that somebody is your enemy. Your mind is inducing you to think so. Right? There is nobody who's your enemy. It's your mind who's really your enemy. The mind is telling, before you can understand that the mind is the enemy, saying, he's the enemy. If you start understanding that mind is your enemy, immediately the mind will tell me, not me, see that fellow, this fellow, that fellow. So that you won't understand that mind is the enemy. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave this wonderful story. I think you must have all read this. It's very interesting. Somebody is stealing in the village. From everybody's house, every day somebody's massive stealing is going on. And nobody is able to make out who is stealing. So the chief security, he is the one who finds out, see, here they have stolen. Here they have stolen. So the panchayat head comes, village head comes, and he listens to everybody. And he has a little suspicion about this Havaldar, this watchman. Chief security. Anyway, he said, he put two of his other men and said, watch for this fellow in the night. You don't have to look for any thieves. Just look at this fellow. So in the night, they found, in the dead of the night when everybody is fast asleep, this watchman changed his dress. Right? Went inside a house coolly because he knows every house, where entrance, everything. And they were all snoring and sleeping. He took away everything in a big sack. Ran into the forest. These people followed him. And then he dug a big hole and put everything there, covered it, changed his dress, put his dress there, came running back and said, thief, 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 thief. Somebody has stolen, somebody has stolen. See, this house, somebody has stolen. So everybody got up and said, oh, what a wonderful watchman. He has found out that somebody has stolen. Repeatedly he is finding out. Somebody has stolen. Very accurately he finds out. At that time, in the morning, everybody was so sad. Again, thief, again, everything stolen. Then these two people went and told, the village head also came. This is the fellow who did it. We saw him in the night doing it, everything. Then in front of everybody they said, you are the fellow who stole? In the night you did like this? He said, no, I did not steal, I did not steal. And he started running. He started running. But everybody knows.
Jagannath Baladev Subhadramai ki.
But everybody knows he is a thief because they found out. So all of them started running behind him. And then the whole village woke up. What is this commotion? So he was running in the front. And he was telling everybody who was looking what is happening. Thief, thief. He was pointing there in the front to somebody. Nobody was there. And all these people are chasing him and saying thief, thief at him. But he was telling thief, thief. And he was running. In this way everybody was joining the crowd and looking for somebody out there. But these few people were telling, this fellow is a thief. But he was pointing, thief, thief, thief. And he escaped. Created a great confusion. Who is the thief? Nobody knows. He ran away. Then these people said, my gosh. He stole and he ran away. Because he is pointing at some. The thief himself is pointing, thief, thief, thief. In this way, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, actually the mind is the biggest enemy. In order that you will not find out that, the mind keeps telling, see, he's your enemy, he's your enemy. He did this to you, he did this to you, he's your enemy, he's your enemy. In this way you think, he's your enemy? Thank you for telling me this. You're a nice mind. I'll embrace you. And then you go and attack that person. And that person, what did I do to you? I'm not your enemy. You are my enemy. I know you. I'm going to do this to you. In this way, Hiranyakashipu is completely misled by the mind. He is the epitome of all conditioned souls. They are all thinking the enemy is outside, enemy is outside. But the enemy is inside. And he's a powerful enemy. He's the one telling you there is the enemy. And you listen to him. You have full faith in your mind. So whenever a person thinks that somebody is his enemy, he's completely wrong. You should know that mind is your enemy. This is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. Mind is your biggest enemy. Mane eva manishyanam karanam bandhamokshayo. Atmaivahi atmano bandhur atmaivahi ripuratmanah. That mind, Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, can become your greatest friend and can become your greatest enemy. But right now, as a conditioned soul, he is your greatest enemy. And you are embracing him. He is your greatest friend, you are thinking. So Prahlad Maharaj is bringing this brilliant instruction to the father. But father is a demon. He will not listen. Already I am telling you, now you don't listen, that mind is going to destroy you. Right? And you can see how Hiranyakashipu will destroy himself. Because of the mind. Hiranyakashipu replied, you rascal, you are trying to minimize my value. Because he heard the advice given by Prahlad. As if you were better than me at controlling the senses, this is over intelligent. I can therefore understand that you desire to die at my hands. For this kind of nonsensical talk is indulged in by those who are about to die. You stole your mind and your dear friends of the mind. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. Six. Lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, envy. These are all your enemies. And they pass off as your good friends. Right? Nobody outside is your enemy. But Hiranyakashipu is not willing to listen to that advice. He's so proud, he's so puffed up. He thinks he is God, he cannot listen. So a person who actually can hear this and understand, yes, you're right, he is benefited. In good association, we get the intelligence to understand that yes, my mind is my enemy. He's always giving me wrong suggestions. And I follow them, I become more miserable. I become envious, I become lusty, I become greedy, and I suffer the consequences of that. Why am I listening to my mind? In this way, the intelligence takes over. And by the influence of the Shastra, influence of the Guru, influence of the Vaishnavas, the intelligence gets nourished and conquers the mind and makes the mind friend. This is what is called yoga. Yoga Indriya Samyama. In one BTG article, you will see Prabhupada's lecture, Making Friends with the Mind. yoga. Yoga means making friends with the mind. A very sophisticated definition. Prabhupada is saying, yoga means making your mind your friend. Finish. Everything is answered there. This is a very simple definition. How to make your mind your friend? That's what is called yoga. And Prahlad is speaking that. But Hiranyakashipu cannot understand that. He can never be a yogi. He can be a tapasvi. But he cannot be a yogi. This is the difference between a yogi and a tapasvi. He does tapasya and gets boons. But to be yogi, you have to be like Prahlad. Right? That's the difference. International Yoga Day is coming. So we know that really yoga as it is means this. But nobody knows that. Their definition they have given for International Yoga Day and the emblem they have made and the logo they have made clearly shows that they follow Hiranyakashipu's definition of yoga. So we have to teach people what is really yoga. Yoga means becoming friend with the mind, and the mind will become your friend only when you become devotee. Not when you are tapasvi, not when you are karmi, not when you are jnani. Only when you are devotee he'll become your friend. This is another secret. This secret is only known to devotees who understood Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Right? Krishna's instruction. So Hiranyakashipu, he is now getting angry. Oh, most unfortunate Prahlad, you have always described a supreme being other than me. I thought I am the supreme being. You have always described another supreme being other than me. A supreme being who is above everything, who is the control of everyone, and who is all pervading. But where is he? If he is everywhere, then why is he not present before me in this pillar? Because you are speaking so much nonsense, I shall now sever your head from your body. Now let me see your most worshipable God come to protect you. I want to see it. Being obsessed with anger, Hiranyakashipu, who was great in bodily strength, thus chastised his exalted devotee son Prahlad with harsh words, cursing him again and again. Hiranyakashipu took up his sword, got up from his royal throne, and with great anger struck his fist against the column. Tadaiva tasmin ninnado atibhishano babhuvayenandakataham asputat yam vaisva dishnayopagatam tva ajadayah shrutva sva dhamatyayam angamenire. Then from within the pillar came a fearful sound which appeared to crack the covering of the universe. Oh my dear Yudhishthira, this sound reached even the abodes of the demigods like Lord Brahma. And when the demigods heard it, they thought, oh, now our planets are being destroyed. While showing his extraordinary prowess, Hiranyakashipu, who desired to kill his own son, heard that wonderful tumultuous sound which had never before been heard. New sound. New music he's hearing. Upon hearing the sound, the other leaders of the demons were afraid. None of them could find the origin of that sound in the assembly. Very fearful. Some deadly growling sound. Hiranyakashipu is announcing his arrival with a sound. Bum sound. Where is it coming from? Everybody could hear that and they started trembling. All the demons. But Hiranyakashipu was wondering, where is that sound from? I have not heard this before. It is completely new music. Who is the director? Who is producing this sound? Who is the music director? Not Rahman, not Ilaiyaraaja. Somebody else is going to come because this is fantastic music. Along with the music comes the person also. This music director is only sending his music in the beginning. After that he will come with his full personality. This is only the beginning. So, to satyam vidhatum nijabritya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshva akhileshva chatmanah adrishyatat yat adbhutarupam udvaham stambhe sabhayam namrigam namanusham. Namrigam namanusham. to prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial. In other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. Shri Narasimhadev Bhagavan Ki. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Narasimhadev Bhagavan Ki. Purport. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Where is your Lord? Is he present in this pillar?" Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, "Yes, my Lord is present everywhere." Therefore, to convince Hiranyakashipu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true, the Lord appeared from within the pillar. The Lord appeared as half lion and half man, so that Hiranyakashipu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlad's statement, the Lord proved that his devotee, as declared in Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kaunteya pratijanahi name bhakta pranashyati. Prahlad Maharaja's demoniac father had repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad, but Prahlad was confident that he could not be killed since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotee, saying in effect, "Don't worry, I am present here." By manifesting his form as Narasimhadeva, the Lord was also preserved the truth of Lord Brahma's promise that Hiranyakashipu was not to be killed by any animal or any man. The Lord appeared in a form that could not be said to be fully a man or a lion.
Sasatvamenam parito vipashyan sthambhasya madhyat anur nirjihitanam. Nāyam mṛgo nāpi naro vichitram aho kim etan nṛmagendra rūpam.
While Hiranyakashipu looked all around to find the source of the sound, that wonderful form of the Lord, which could not be ascertained to be either a man or a lion, emerged from the pillar. In amazement, Hiranyakashipu wondered, "What is this creature that is half man, half lion?" Very surprised, Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Narasimhadev standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome. Fearsome to Hiranyakashipu. You must understand that. Fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold. His shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face. His deadly teeth. And his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin, and the hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. Completely white. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues and atheists with his conch shell, disc, club, lotus and other natural weapons.
Tavakara kamala vare nakha adbhuta shinga dalita hiranyakasipu tanu bhringa jaya keshavadrita narahari rupa jai jagadish hare jai jagadish hare jai jagadish hare tavakara kamala hare nakha Jaya Narasimhadev, 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 Jaya Narasimhadev.
Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj.
Just as a small insect, Hiranyakashipu murmured to himself, Lord Vishnu, who possesses great mystic power, has made this plan to kill me. But what is the use of such an attempt? Who can fight with me? Thinking like this and taking up his club, Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord like an elephant. He also has his own powers. Just as a small insect falls forcefully into a fire and the insignificant creature becomes invisible, when Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord who was full of effulgence, Hiranyakashipu became invisible. This is not at all astonishing, for the Lord is always situated in pure goodness. Formerly, during creation, he entered the dark universe and illuminated it by his own spiritual effulgence. Thereafter, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, who was extremely angry, swiftly attacked Narasimhadeva with his club and began to beat him. Lord Narasimhadeva, however, captured the great demon along with his club, just as Garuda might capture a great snake. O Yudhishthira, O great son of Bharata, when Lord Narasimhadeva gave Hiranyakashipu a chance to slip from his hand, just as Garuda sometimes plays with a snake and lets it slip from his mouth, the demigods who had lost their abodes and who were hiding behind the clouds for fear of the demon did not consider that incident very good. Indeed, they were perturbed. They don't have so much faith. Oh, maybe Hiranyakashipu, maybe Narasimhadeva also. When Hiranyakashipu was freed from the hands of Narasimhadeva, he falsely thought that the Lord was afraid of his prowess. Therefore, after taking a little rest from the fight, he took up his sword and shield and again attacked the Lord with great force. Making a sound, shrill sound of laughter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana, who is extremely strong and powerful, captured Hiranyakashipu, who was protecting himself with his sword and shield, leaving no gaps open. With the speed of a hawk, Hiranyakashipu moved sometimes in the sky, sometimes on the earth, his eyes closed because of fear of Narasimhadeva's laughter. Narasimhadeva was laughing. As a snake captures a mouse or Garuda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Narasimhadeva captured Hiranyakashipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakashipu moved his limbs here and there and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Narasimhadeva placed the demon on his lap, supporting him with his thighs. And in the doorway of the assembly hall, the Lord very easily tore the demon to pieces with the nails of his hand. Narasimhadeva Bhagavan ki! Finished. Hiranyakashipu. Story over. Just Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam. That insect Hiranyakashipu with his nails, crick, dissection, you do know, in the laboratory. That insect was taken and this little dissection he did and flicked him aside. This is the greatness of who the Lord is. And now you are confronting only Vishnu in his avatar as Narasimhadeva. Very deadly looking form. Lord Narasimhadeva's mouth and mane were sprinkled with drops of blood. And his fierce eyes full of anger were impossible to look at. Licking the edge of his mouth with his tongue, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narasimhadeva, decorated with a garland of intestines taken from Hiranyakashipu's abdomen, resembled a lion that has killed an elephant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had many, many arms, first uprooted Hiranyakashipu's heart and then threw him aside and turned towards the demon soldiers. These soldiers had come in thousands to fight with him with raised weapons and were very faithful followers of Hiranyakashipu. But Lord Narasimhadeva killed all of them merely with the ends of his nails. No weapons. This is his weapon. The hair on Narasimhadeva's head shook the clouds and scattered them here and there. His glaring eyes stole the effulgence of the luminaries in the sky, and his breathing agitated the seas and oceans. Because of his roaring, all the elephants in the world began to cry in fear. Airplanes were thrown into outer space and the upper planetary system by the hair of Lord Narasimhadeva's head. Because of the pressure of the Lord's lotus feet, the earth appeared to slip from its position and all the hills and mountains sprang up due to his intolerable force. Because of the Lord's bodily effulgence, both the sky and all directions diminished in their natural illumination. Manifesting a full effulgence and a fearsome countenance, Lord Narasimha, being very angry and finding no contestant to face his power and opulence, then sat down in the assembly hall on the excellent throne of the king. Because of fear and obedience, no one could come forward to serve the Lord directly. So as soon as we hear this, we start calculating. Such a big form. First of all, the pillar in the palace must have been very small. From the pillar, Lord Narasimhadeva came, and then you say he is touching the sky. His mane is brushing the clouds here and there. From the pillar, here. From the pillar, such a huge form came. Now that form again sat on the simple small throne of Hiranyakashipu. That too, why should he sit on the throne of Hiranyakashipu? He's a demon. In this way, the material mind makes the same types of calculation that Hiranyakashipu did. I should not die in the outside, I should not die in the inside, I should not die above, I should not die below, I should not die in the daytime, I should not die in the nighttime, a human being must not kill me, a beast must not kill me, a bird must not kill me, this must not have, all calculations he did. Pakka, all sanctioned. And then Lord Narasimha came and killed him. No calculations you make. When you understand the Lord, your stupid material calculation is of no use. See? Human intelligence can never accommodate the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His glories. Prabhupada, you know, made fun of this type of calculation, said the materialists are trying to accommodate the elephant on the saucer. It doesn't fit on the saucer. Same way, the Lord, His opulence, everything will not come under the calculation of your intelligence. That was Hiranyakashipu's big fault. Show me where He is. You are telling He is great. But I have already conquered everything. And here He comes from the pillar and finishes Him. So, no human calculation, no great intellectual, no great Nobel Prize winner, no great scientist, no great intelligent person can ever capture the Lord with His calculation and His intelligence. The Lord is beyond. He is only captured by devotion. That poor Prahlad, simple devotee, 5 years old, he has captured the Supreme Lord, and Hiranyakashipu has struggled to do it and he has failed, but Prahlad has conquered Krishna by his devotion. This is the lesson we can learn. And Hiranyakashipu is finished. Hiranyakashipu had been exactly like a fever of meningitis in the head of the three worlds. Thus, when the wives of the demigods and the heavenly planets saw that the great demon had been killed by the personal hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their faces blossomed in great joy. The wives of the demigods again and again showered flowers from heaven upon Lord Narasimhadeva like rain. At that time, the airplanes of the demigods who desired to see the activities of the Supreme Lord Narayana crowded the sky. The demigods began beating drums and kettle drums, and upon hearing them, the angelic women began to dance while the chiefs of the Gandharvas sang sweetly. Celebrations we are going to do now. We are going to dance and chant like the Gandharvas, Kimpurushas, Kinnaras, demigods. Everybody were dancing, and because Hiranyakashipu is dead, they were celebrating. Strange people, when somebody dies, they celebrate. Vaishnavas, when the Vaishnavas die also, they celebrate. When demon die also, they celebrate. They are always celebrating. Every death is celebrated. They have a reason for it. When the demon dies, they celebrate. Wonderful. Devotees, devotion is greater than all these demoniac principles. They celebrate. When the Vaishnava dies, they say, oh, Hari Bol, great, he went back to Godhead. They celebrate. Nobody understands a Vaishnava. It's very difficult to understand. They are always celebrating. They are always singing, dancing. So the good and bad seekers of this world cannot understand. This fellow, mad fellows, somebody has died, they are celebrating, they are having feast. They are dancing, chanting. You should be very serious. Somebody has died. You should moan. And you should feel very bad. They try very hard actually. They can't do it. Because as soon as somebody dies, they're just thinking, oh my gosh, I just, the condolence, I have to go. And they just go there and act their so-called sorrow and come away quickly. And they get back because they have not yet registered the fact that the person has died. And you are going to die. You are in the queue. That they have not registered. The Vaishnava has already registered. He is dead. Wonderful. He has gone back to Godhead. So they celebrate. They know what's happening. They know he is actually dead. They have registered he is dead. So Hiranyakashipu died. Everybody is celebrating. Everybody is celebrating. Even Hiranyakashipu is celebrating. You know why? Because he is Jaya Vijaya. He is, finally I have to go back to Vaikuntha. Finished, my three Janmas are over. Everybody is celebrating, including Hiranyakashipu. He is going back and he is going to be taking back his service as Dwarapalaka. So he is also happy. So, Pitruloka, Siddhaloka, Vidyadharloka and the planet of the snakes, the Manus approached and so did the chiefs of various other planets. The angelic dancers approached as did the Gandharvas, the Charanas, the Yakshas, the inhabitants of Kinnaraloka, the Vetalas, the inhabitants of Kimpurushaloka and the personal servants of Vishnu like Sunanda and Kumuda. All of them came near the Lord who glowed with intense light. They individually offered their obeisances and prayers, their hands folded at their heads. In this way, this whole chapter describes how all the great persons came and thanked the Lord. You killed Hiranyakashipu and gave us great relief. You did this wonderful, Lord, your amazing form you exhibited. Everybody was very happy to see Narasimhadeva and his beautiful form. But Lord Narasimhadeva was still angry. And Narada Muni, he told Prahlad, you go and you pacify him. If you go, he will get pacified. Because he is come for you by your call, by your devotion. So you should go. Because the devas only went and asked, please come and save us from Hiranyakashipu. They didn't ask, give me pure devotion. They didn't ask anything. Right? So he said, you go. Narada Muni knows. So as soon as Prahlad went and started glorifying glorifying Narasimhadeva, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. So, in this way, Prahlad, he started glorifying, very beautiful glorification. Prahlad will do, his glorification is so different from everybody else. It's so pleasing to Narasimhadeva. He will glorify Narasimha and the Lord will say, my dear Prahlad, and he will put his hand, that same hand that dissected Hiranyakashipu and took the intestines. Tavakara kamala vare nakam adbhuta shingam. Lotus-like hands with deadly fingernails. They were the weapons. That same hand the Lord will place on Prahlad's head. So wonderful. And Prahlad is benedicted. Everybody is watching. The entire creation, demigods, everybody is watching. He gets blessing. And the Lord becomes very pleased. He becomes pacified. Then he tells Prahlad, my dear Prahlad, I am so pleased with you. And he says, ask me what boon you want. Climax. The Lord is saying, tell me what you want. And all the demigods are thinking, wonderful. This is exactly what we wanted. They must be thinking, Prahlad is getting the chance. We earlier went to the Lord and told him, my Lord, please come and finish Hiranyakashipu and we can all take over and have a nice program of little sense gratification, little devotion and generally manage things. But here Prahlad is not like the demigods. He is not asking for 50-50. He is straight away asking. The Lord is testing in front of everybody, all the demigods and everybody. Ask me what you want. And Prahlad turns it down. What I want? I want nothing.
ஐ வாண்ட் நத்திங்.
கோட்டை விட்டாண்டா, he just spoiled it, he lost it. The demigods must be thinking, what a wonderful opportunity, he could have asked for everything and the Lord would have given. But Prahlad, real disappointment to all the demigods and all the materialists of this world. He didn't ask for anything. My Lord, I want nothing from you. I want you to remove all the material desires from my heart. I want you to make me pure. And I don't even want to come to Vaikuntha with you. Because these idiots, these fools and rascals, Maya Sukhaya Bharam Udvahato Vimudan, Vimudan, super fools, who are here thinking that sense gratification is everything, completely forgetting you and enjoying matter and material life full without having your relationship, without having devotion to you, without having your devotional service. These fools, I don't want to leave them and go. I want to be with them, teach them Krishna consciousness, take them back to Godhead, send them back to Godhead. That is why I want nothing from you. I just want your blessing that all of these fools will become devotees. And my dear father, my Lord, please be merciful to him. You have mercifully finished him. What more mercy can I ask for my father than this from you? In this way, Prahlad's prayers are very wonderful. Devotee, he never lost his composure. Even when Hiranyakashipu threatened him, Shanda and Amarka threatened him, when the Lord gave him boon also, he remained a devotee. Nobody could shift him, disturb him from his devotion. Even the Lord tested him. What boon do you want? He said, don't try to test me. I want no boon from you. I simply want to remain your service. I simply want to remain your servant in your devotional service. And added to that, I want to stay back and preach to all these fools. Still he is thinking of service. Still he is asking the Lord, please give me devotional service. Please allow me to preach to all these fools. Because if not, who will help them? Who will change them? This is what is the mood of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. If not, somebody goes and give this to everybody in this world, who will do it? Everybody is busy practicing their own devotional service, their own tapasya, their own dharma, their own religion, looking after their own sense gratification. Nobody is bothered about others. They only pretend that they are very bothered about others. Actually, everybody is bothered only about themselves. So somebody has to do this. So Prahlad is exhibiting that. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he also thought the same way. 70 years old, two heart attacks in the ship, 35 days journey. He lands in Boston and he starts within 1 year the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and preaches to real low class people. Hippies, drug addicts, bums lying down on the street. He teaches them Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Learn to love him. Chant Hare Krishna, here take prasadam, out of great compassion for them. And in the depths of that place, the ditch of the whole world, the anus of the whole world, there he starts the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and helps these people. They become devotees. And they preach all over the world under the instruction of Prabhupada. And still it is going on like that. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada carries the same mood of Prahlad Maharaj. In one shloka, Prahlad Maharaj tells Narasimhadeva, many people are interested in going to the Himalayas, meditating and looking after their own self, their own spiritual progress. But I think that looking after these people, giving them God consciousness is much more important. So he's saying, I don't want to be selfish about my spiritual life. I discovered spiritual life. It is so wonderful. It is so wonderful to serve you. Devotional service is so sweet. It is full of happiness. I must give this to others. I want all of them to enjoy it. This was the attitude of a Vaishnava. A Uttama Vaishnava. A top class Vaishnava. Only he thinks of giving it to others. We are barely trying to keep it for ourselves. We are struggling with ourselves sometimes, our own Krishna consciousness. But if we do practice it and enjoy Krishna consciousness even to the littlest extent, then we should think of giving it to others. Following the mood of Prahlad, following the mood of Srila Prabhupada. In the same mood, Vasudeva Datta, he also told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing the misery of the sinful people in this world and how they are struggling because they don't have your love, they don't have bhakti, I will take all their sin on my head. Take them all back to God and I alone will suffer. He told Lord Chaitanya, let them all be happy. Only one person will suffer, it's enough. I can suffer and suffer and suffer. I don't mind. This was his mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became extremely pleased with Vasudeva Datta. And he said, if Krishna wants, he can liberate the whole universe. It is nothing for him. Is Krishna only speaking? It's nothing for him. Simply because you have desired so, it is so great. So, Prahlad Maharaj's attitude, his feeling is very wonderful. How he preached to the demoniac schoolmates, how he felt about giving this mercy to everybody was highly appreciated by Krishna, by Narasimhadev. That's why copious blessings he gave to Prahlad Maharaj. So today we can also pray to Prahlad Maharaj that I may be able to bring this message to everybody. Although I am insignificant, let me be an instrument to bringing everybody else to Krishna consciousness, to the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, very significant is the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. And if we get his blessings today, we can also preach the holy names and give many people the opportunity to become Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious and take the shelter of Lord Narasimha Krishna. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada ki, Prahlad Maharaj ki, Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande. Amen.